This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Estrada. Date of birth, September the 14th, 1970. Case ID number is 971-4403. Date of exam, February 1st, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 11/2/2023. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old single male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression, comma, history of right-sided lung damage, comma, and cervical spine fracture. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 1989. He did finish high school and received a diploma. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a small house, in a small little house in the back. The claimant has been on disability for 34 years, since 1989. Allegations number one, depression. Number two, puncture right lung. And number three, cervical spine fracture. History of allegations. Number one, depression. The claimant states that since 1989, he has suffered from depression. He states that he occasionally has sadness and sometimes decreased appetite and insomnia, secondary mostly to the pain. He states he has difficulty concentrating and being motivated. He denies any anger issues. The claimant does bathe every day, and he does brush his teeth. The claimant was well-kept and wearing casual attire. He was cooperative and had good eye contact with me, as well as being alert. He was oriented times four. His speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation was normal. His memory was also intact. He denies any hallucinations and denies any suicidal thoughts or attempts in the past. He has a history of cervical spine fracture and was placed in a halo contraption for approximately 2 to 3 months, but never had any surgery of his neck. He also had a right lung that was punctured, which has since healed. He denies any substance abuse and is presently on no medications for depression. The claimant, as noted earlier, is not working, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, history of a right punctured lung, which occurred with the rollover accident in 1989. The claimant did sustain a right collapsed lung, which has since healed. He states that his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing up two steps, comma. He has no problems talking, resting, or with seasonal changes. He does have a history of smoking. One half pack of cigarettes per day for 10 years and continues to smoke at this time. The claimant has not been in the hospital for his lungs and is presently on no inhalers, comma, steroids, comma, or oxygen. He was diagnosed with a right-sided pneumothorax, which has since healed. Allegation number three, cervical spine pain. The claimant states that in 1989, he was in a motor vehicle accident and flew out of the car and sustained fractures of his neck as well as a punctured lung. He was hospitalized for 3 months. He states the character of the pain is a numbness and knotting feeling in his cervical spine. He feels numbness in his arms as well as weakness. And he does have spasms in his cervical spine area that radiates down to both shoulders. He states he feels stiffness and pain in his cervical spine. He was placed in a halo contraption for approximately 2 months, which appeared to heal his fractured cervical spine. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, but is unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses and has a tendency to sleep on a recliner. His daily activities include just spending time with his mother and sometimes walking around the house. He does not sleep during the day, comma, watch TV, comma, help with housework, comma, go to the grocery store, comma, cook, comma, do the laundry or any other exercise. He states his mother does everything for him. His physician is Dr. Mora, and he is presently not seeing a chiropractor and has not received any physical therapy. He is presently on Aleve 220 milligrams, 2 tablets TID, Naproxen EC 375 milligrams BID, Cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QHS, and Mobocil cream applied to affected area. His condition appears to be stable at this time. He was diagnosed with a fractured cervical spine, which has since healed, although he does have radiculopathy of both arms at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 25 minutes, comma, climb 2 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. He has no assistive devices and is presently on Naproxen 375 milligrams BID, ibuprofen 600 milligrams PRN is needed, Tylenol 500 milligrams QHS, cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QHS, and Aleve 220 milligrams, 2 tablets TID. The claimant states he takes the medications at different times. Family history, non-pertinent this time. Medications, atorvastatin 10 milligrams QD, Aleve 220 milligrams, 2 tablets TID, Naproxen EC 375 milligrams BID, Cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QHS, and Mobocil cream applied PRN is needed. Medical problems: cervical spine fracture with bilateral radiculopathy to both shoulders and arms, comma, depression, comma, history of right pneumothorax with a collapsed lung, which has since healed in 1989. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 half-pack per day for 10 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 221 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 9.5 inches tall. BP, 135 over 87 mmHg. Heart rate, 77 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 30. General, this is a 53-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild distress secondary to neck pain. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to HEENT? After the fourth sentence, the claimant does have multiple broken teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the cervical spine. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. However, he did not attempt to flex at all, secondary to having fear of falling. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of both shoulders, as well as decreased sensory findings. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position, he was unable to perform, secondary to not being able to lie down. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the upper extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was +3/5. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms of the upper extremities. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control was normal bilaterally. X-ray of the cervical spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a cervical spine fracture, which has healed. He does also have signs of radiculopathy bilaterally at both shoulders. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is decreased grip strength bilaterally at plus 3/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to cervical spine spasms with signs of mild radiculopathy. Probable diagnoses. Number one, depression, not being treated at this time, but appears to be fairly stable. Number two, pneumothorax of the right lung, which occurred in 1989. The claimant has a normal physical exam in this time, and his oxygen saturation is 97%. Cervical spine fracture dash has healed, although the claimant does have spasms of the cervical spine and signs of some mild bilateral shoulder radiculopathy. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ricardo Estrada.